what do you think have been some of the issues in the past? Because, you know, we obviously see a lot more business going India's way than Brazil's.
Oh, you know, by a factor of 1,000. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there's not much export work. I mean, don't get me wrong, Brazil, I'm sure you found out, being there, is a thriving IT market, right? And therein lies the problem. All the resources are going to the local market. And the local vendors, you know, while they've talked about doing export work, you go to guys like Stefanini or CPM Braxis, and the numbers are, you know, 300-400 people. They've never really, because it is hard, right? You know, you don't have the, you know, we complain about the English accent, you know, the English accent to the Indians, but you don't even have that base to tap into. It's, you know, it's particularly, I mean, I was down there in, I was down there last June, and, you know, there was this one BPO company, he said, you know, the currency has so turned against us, we couldn't compete for business. We stopped doing export work.
So they actually gave up on export.
If you plot the currency over the last 10 years, it's gone absolutely the wrong way, particularly against the dollar.
So you think that in terms of exporting services from Brazil to the U.S., I mean, not only has the currency gone against them, but there's actually a very vibrant local market anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, if you look at Brazil historically, right, it has been, it looks, what was the, you know, it looks, it's been a relatively closed economy in the sense of you weren't going to import stuff easily into Brazil. That's why companies like IBM have been manufacturing in Brazil for years. And so, and that, and the hyperinflation in the 80s, it, you know, it looks a little bit like South Africa, right? It's a largely self-sufficient, vibrant market. So they never did the export stuff, and it's never been a primary focus. And now, because of the social costs, the huge growth that's going on in Brazil, probably ain't going to happen. I think what's going to happen is maybe one or two of these technology companies from Brazil will end up being a global player, but more at a product level, not at a kind of a traditional export, you know, brush services play like in India. They've got to be, the only way they're going to be successful is if they focus. And in fact, if you look up, I wrote a pretty interesting blog post when I came back last June talking about kind of some of the stuff that Dell had done, where they were very focused, right? They weren't trying to do just general purpose IT stuff.
So you think that it's not a case of trying to rebuild a sort of TCS or Infosys where they can do all general purpose systems integration. It's more like take an industry where they've got a lead, like banking or oil and gas, and then build a platform for those industries.
Right. The other one, it's an interesting company. I don't know if you run across them yet. I think they're called CI&T. They do a lot of agile development stuff.
Yes.
But I think 40% of their work is broadly called export. You know, is export. But you know, I don't think anybody else is even in double digits.
Yeah. So even. Even when you talk to the larger players, their actual percentage of exports is extremely low.
When you ask them, they'll tell you, "Oh, it's 4 or 5%. You know, it's 300-400 people." But it's not. You know, it's nowhere. I mean, nowhere near even the scale of some of these companies out of China that have grown over the last 3 or 4 years. And it's a range of different things. Some of it is, you know, previous industrial policy. Some of it is just the growth and vibrancy of the local market. And you blame them, right?
No, absolutely. If you've got the business on your doorstep, then why go overseas?
Yeah, every Tom, Dick, and Harry multinational is coming down there trying to set up shop in Brazil. You know, so that's driving business. I mean, even guys like SoftTech, who are based in Mexico, are doing huge businesses in Brazil.
So, I mean, what is it that Obama is really going to be looking for? Because it seems as if more...
I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to be talking more about... I mean, my guess is would be some of the free trade stuff more broadly. I don't know what the hell he's going there to talk about technology.